Hello everyone and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast, season 2, episode 49. My name is Yuri Bilast and I'm your podcast host. And today is again a solo episode. I actually wanted to come back on the Metaverse Masterclass that I did. Also, I was a guest at the Higher Gear CXO panel, and a lot of American CIOs, but also other CXOs were present. And so I want to share some of the outcomes of that discussion. And also I've been a guest on Jeanette Badhoorn's podcast, and also we talked about the Metaverse. So today we'll dive into the world of the Metaverse. Also, AR, augmented reality. In recent years, the Metaverse has emerged as a groundbreaking concept, merging the digital and the physical worlds into a single interconnected space. So you can actually think of the Metaverse as a digital universe with limitless possibilities, where people can interact, work, and play. Think of platforms, of course, like Meta's Horizons Metaverse, but also Roblox, which is more known by the kids. But there are also different Metaverse platforms that exist these days, like the ones I'm using, Spatial, Decentraland, and Room 3D. So as our world becomes increasingly digitized, the Metaverse could offer a way for people to connect and collaborate on a global scale. Imagine working together with colleagues from all around the world in a shared virtual office. That's something you can do, for instance, with Room 3D. Attending concerts, like, for instance, going to events in Decentraland, or going to events and connect with friends, like people came into my Metaverse Penthouse, which is actually an exclusive penthouse. It's in the Metaverse, it's on Spatial. And I met there friends, entrepreneurs that are in the same communities as I am, like the Rise community and the Jump community. If you want to check out my penthouse, go to yuri.link/penthouse. I will put this link also in the show notes and description of this podcast episode. Of course, along with its limitless potential, the Metaverse presents a new set of challenges. Privacy and security are two significant concerns. Ensuring the safety of the user data and protecting against malicious actors is needed to building trust in this new virtual world. Moreover, the digital divide remains a pressing issue, with disparities in access to technology threatening to leave many behind. For the Metaverse to reach its full potential, we must work towards making it inclusive and accessible to everyone, regardless of their background or location. Those were also a few of the thoughts that came out of the Higher Gear CXO panel, in which I participated. In shaping the future of the Metaverse, key players like Meta and also OpenAI will play its role. They will undoubtedly have an influence. Together with the other panelists of the Higher Gear CXO forum, we discussed the possible outcomes of centralized versus decentralized approaches and the role that blockchain technology could play in creating a transparent, secure, and decentralized Metaverse. Decentralized platforms offer exciting possibilities for user-driven innovation, while centralized platforms may provide probably better standardization and ease of use. Ultimately, the future of the Metaverse will be determined by striking a balance between those two approaches. And during that same panel discussion, we also talked about AR, augmented reality. Actually, AR promises to revolutionize how we interact with the world around us. By overlaying digital information onto our physical environment, AR has the potential to transform industries such as healthcare, education, and retail, for example. And it can also create entirely new experiences. But for AR to truly flourish, I would say it must be accessible and it must be user-friendly. And as the technology advances, I guess we will see AR devices becoming more affordable and widely adopted. And this will open a world of possibilities. And where there is new technology, there is always resistance, of course. It is with any emerging technology, there is always resistance to change. Some may fear the consequences of integrating AR and VR, virtual reality, into daily life, or worry about becoming too reliant on these technologies. Of course, I also see it for myself. I use already a lot of AR in my daily life. And when it doesn't work, sometimes it can be a bummer because you count on it that it works. It's the same as with the internet. You count on it to be there. It's the same as with your smartphone. You count on it to work. Now, the key to overcoming this resistance lies in communication and empathy. By helping people understand the benefits and opportunities of these new technologies, we can work towards a future where technology enriches our lives without compromising our values. So as a conclusion, there are so many possibilities in the future with the metaverse, with augmented reality, and I think those two technologies are really at the forefront of a digital revolution. And by addressing the challenges and embracing the opportunities that we get through these technologies, we can build a more connected and inclusive world for everyone to enjoy. So I would say, let's look at the future together with a very positive mindset, and so that we can benefit all from the potential that lies in front of us, I would say. Guess it is a really positive message to end this short podcast episode with. But if you're curious about the masterclass, so it was the third session of my Web3 Basic masterclass. It was about the metaverse. You can still get the recordings. If you have been watching live, you heard that I talked about the NFT that you would get. So if you have the NFT, you can unlock access to the three session recordings. If you don't have the NFT, you can still reach out to me and then I can get you access. You can reach out to me through social media. You can find me on every platform or just send me an email. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I would like to see you back for the next episode with an amazing guest. See you soon. Take care.